And welcome to A Cup of English. The title of your podcast today is Pirates Basketball. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Monday to Friday I will bring you some English to wake up your language learning skills. Pirates Basketball. Here in the United States, basketball is really popular. Children start at a young age going to practice and joining teams. Both college and professional basketball games are televised, and most adults have a favorite team. I was lucky enough to see a college basketball game this weekend in the city of Spokane, which is about a 3-hour drive. We all piled into the car. We took blankets, pillows, snacks, drinks, video games, and colors and paper to keep the kids busy. The drive is fairly uneventful, as it goes mainly through flat, wheat-growing areas where you only see an occasional house. We eventually arrived at Whitworth College, where the game was being held. Now, I have to tell you that I am used to watching 10 and 11-year-olds run around on the court, so this was an entirely different experience. The gym was packed with spectators and college students. Many people had to stand up because the place was so full. There was a huge banner across one wall that said Pirates, which is the name of the Whitworth team. The game started, and in typical US style, the show began. Loud popular music, cheerleaders, chants that are specific to basketball, and a very tall man dressed up as a pirate with a huge mask. It was all great fun. At halftime, there was even a karate display. Anyway, the game was amazing. These huge college players charged around the court with great skill. The way they moved and passed the ball was, at times, more like a well-practiced dance. Everything was smooth and well-orchestrated. Whitworth won the game. The California team they played against had played almost as well, except they hadn't been as accurate when shooting. The home team, however, has the advantage. A large crowd rooting for you can make all the difference to the final outcome. Grammar notes. Basketball vocabulary. The home team. The game was played in our town, so our team was the home team, with the advantage of the local people cheering for them. Spectators. The spectators were standing up throughout the game. I could barely see any of it because they were in the way. To shoot, or to make a basket. The new player shot many times, but only made 2 baskets. The court. The home team's logo is painted on the court in shiny red letters. Thanks so much for listening today. As you can tell, I still have a little bit of a cold. I sound a bit nasally, but I hope it's clear enough for you. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to write to me at acupofenglish@live.com. That's live.com, and I promise to write back to you. And remember, the text and grammar notes can be downloaded at acupofenglish.libsyn.com. Until next time, bye-bye.